You are listening to What in the Horror with your hosts, Lando and Tim.
All right, welcome back to episode 90. Can't believe we're finally back at 90 of What in the Horror with your hosts, Lando and Tim. Today, we'll be finally reviewing Slice from 2018 and Bad Taste from 87. So since it's Tim's turn to go first, we'll go with Slice from 2018. Take it away, Tim.
Kingfisher, USA is home to 40,000 ghosts, mostly victims of a former sanatorium, who live and work alongside the living, but are relocated by Mayor Tracy to an abandoned neighborhood. Perfect Pizza Base was the site of where the graves were originally, but the ghosts were relocated, but everything else was not. Well, anyhow, this one's an interesting one. Like, seriously, different. Kingfisher Chronicle reporter Sadie Sheridan attends Tracy's press conference regarding Sean's murder because one of the pizza drivers was murdered in a ghost town. His throat was slit by an unseen killer. Perfect Pizza owner Jack insists on keeping the store open regardless of this, and is determined to finds out about it and is determined to find his murderer. Now the ex-girlfriend goes back to work and talks him into staying open, and it just goes really even weirder by then. So there's try not to give away too much of the plot, because if you do watch this, this goes all over the place. Okay, so Making delivers to Ghost Town. She goes out and goes on this whole thing because they think that there was a werewolf, Dax Lykander, who actually worked for the Yummy Yummy Chinese that was there in the same location before. They had similar murders, and they think he was the number one suspect. Goes through all this, and there's a bunch of murders, and it keeps on going on. Eventually, all of them, the other drivers, get murdered as well that night. One of the other drivers. While Sadie, the girl, is visiting and going around and checking out places, like checking out his last route to see if she can find clues and find his killer. So Marsh and Bradley track down Dax, who's the werewolf, and they find him in a junkyard. And Bradley actually almost dies and is crushed. These are the police, and is almost crushed, but maintains, and Dax saves him. But the other detective actually still thinks, because he's really convinced that Dax is the killer, even despite saving the other, where you could have easily, it would have been an accident. He would have been crushed by a falling car, and still thinks he's the killer. And Dax just keeps on saying he's innocent. Well, Astrid actually reunites with Sean's ghost, and he's disappointed to learn he is still a drug addict. And then while she's talking to him, trying to figure out who killed him, she's stabbed from behind and becomes a ghost herself. It seems instantaneous, which seems weird. She still doesn't know who killed her, because of as instantaneous the way it was, she could just turn around. But she kept talking to Sean, which is kind of weird, rather than pay attention to the guy who just killed her. Well, Sadie realizes that Vera and her group are actually a coven of witches responsible for the murders. They're the ones that were behind, like, they're protesting against the ghosts, the pizza being on the ghost place, and they're protesting it. They're trying to get them out of there. But then she realizes they're coven of murders, and they're trying to get them to leave the site and pave over it, kind of thing, or just leave it in general, have nobody working there. Well, Heather, one of the friends, also one of the workers there, sneaks into the basement, and then Dax abducts Sadie, urging her to publicize his innocence, that Sadie's the reporter, and they return to Perfect Pizza, where she, Jack, and Joe discover the ghost sanatorium janitor down in the basement, who doesn't realize he's a ghost until they tell him he's a ghost. And he's actually reveals that he was there to protect the portal to hell, which is underneath the place, which is why the coven wanted this place empty, so they can open, you know, the gate to hell and enslave the whole army of all the ghosts, and basically release them and, you know, take power. Well, the town's frustrated with the ghosts terrorizing the living. Well, eventful Astrid kills most of the coven. This ghost, she's a badass ghost. She's better off as a ghost than she was a human. She seemed like she had kind of an attitude before. Well, now she's full on just like almost like a Deadpool ghost killer. She just keeps on going and can't kill her because she's a ghost. Well, Dax is unwilling to help Astrid stop Vera, because he doesn't want, he's, the ironic part is she asked him, why don't you just kill them? Well, I'm not a killer, but just, you know, because he's hundreds of years old. But apparently at some point he's still got his morality intact. So the witches prepare access to the portal, and Debbie answers Perfect Pizza. That's the leader of the cult. Finding Jack waiting. That's the owner of the establishment. And he blows up the restaurant, suicide bombing style, believing this will stop the coven. But he actually opens a portal to the friggin', opens the portal to hell. Sadie's watching helplessly outside and asks her to taxi the witches, but it's overpowered. Then Dax finally wolfs out and intervenes, and actually, this still looks like they're going to lose at the very end, but Marsh shoots Vera dead while Bradley arrests Heather, and the portal just randomly closes. Sadie's promoted to television anchor, though she wanted the whole time because she was being held back. And then Jack, now Ghost, reopens the pizza restaurant with his assistant, which was throughout the whole thing, telling them the whole time what was going on, and nobody would listen to this ghost. He had one of the people that worked there was a ghost, telling them what's going on. Nobody pays attention to him. That's typical. Reopens a pizza restaurant, and Dax and fellow ghosts Scooter, Joe, Carl, and Astrid. So basically, reopens it with actually just a bunch of ghosts delivering pizza to different places. Leads a lot to be going on. This whole thing is a lot of action here, a lot of weirdness, a lot of twists and turns that I don't even want to get into because it's just, I'll confuse you worse. But yeah, this whole thing just goes straight through. And in the end, they open a new pizza place on top of the portal to hell again. Anyway, we'll get into that in the whole, what we have to say about the movie. But this is kind of interesting. Moral of the story is it's just pizza place, murder. Find out that there's other places have been there before. They had the same murders because they were trying to do it, trying to get people out of the place so that they could have access to the portal to hell. It wasn't working out. Get the mayor involved. He gets betrayed, gets killed, becomes a ghost, and then back. And it's just, it's all plot for that. And in the process, half the people, almost the whole cast becomes ghosts. Really, really interesting. What do you think about this, Orlando? And do you have any numbers on this? Because I wonder if there are any.
Oh, yeah. Rotten Tomato gave it a 52% with an audience score of 34%. Google gave it a 59%. I disagree with all three of these. This is an actual good movie. Budget and box office, I couldn't find anything. I think it's because this movie probably just went straight to streaming. But when it came to my overall thoughts, my likes were great story of a town living with ghosts who think a werewolf is killing pizza delivery drivers, but it ends up being a group of witches who try to call Satan from the portal of hell underneath the pizza place. I also thought it was a great cast. I mean, it's got fucking Chance the Rapper playing that werewolf guy. And then, you know, the ghosts and stuff, they were pretty good actors as well. I was kind of confused at first because at first I didn't think anybody knew these people were ghosts. It was kind of confusing. And then I realized, oh, they do know that they're living with ghosts. So I didn't realize that till the movie started going. So it kind of confused me there. Blood and gore wasn't bad, so I give it a 4.5 for both. Pretty funny for a horror comedy from 2018. My only dislikes for this one is I couldn't really find anything that I didn't like about this movie, other than the ending wasn't great, in my opinion. So with that being said, I gave this one a 4.5 skull rating. What about you, Tim?
Yeah, Astrid kicked ass. And once she became a ghost, that was like, yes, this is go. Actually, even with her investigating, she was pretty badass. She came in, well, we're opening back up. No, yeah, we're opening back up. I didn't ask you. Telling the boss is like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's that's my favorite character. But yeah, you said, like you said, the acting was pretty good in this, considering what it was. The ending was kind of a little bit of a letdown, especially how, I mean, Jack just, oh, I'm just going to blow myself up. That'll fix everything. It's like, huh?
Oh, yeah, you could tell that guy right away was an idiot.
He was, that's the moron on the show. And his assistant the whole time's telling everybody what's going on. He's like, nobody listens to him throughout the whole movie. And he keeps on repeating, I told you that already. And I also told you this. And I told you that already. I told you. Nobody pays any attention. I kind of
they're like, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I really like that. It was much better than I expected. I thought that this would be kind of a little bit of a lame movie. I actually quite enjoyed it. It was interesting and funny. Yeah, there was a lot of blood and gore considering. I was surprised with that. The CGI too with the whole portal thing was a little bit lame, but that's actually the only part that was really, really bad. The witch's part was a little weird. The rest of it they did pretty good. Even the transformation of the wolf was kind of interesting. It wasn't what I expected. And yeah, blood and gore is, I think the 4.5 is a fair assessment, especially considering it's a horror comedy, way more than we have in a lot of the horror movies. And overall, yeah, I would say 4. I'm gonna get a 4 out of 5 skull rating because yeah, it's watchable, but will I rewatch this often? Probably not, but it is definitely a watchable movie. Way better than I expected on this one. So yeah, that's what I got for this. I actually really, like I said, Astrid, 100%. I'm team Astrid on this one.
Yeah, well, I think that'd be it for that movie. So we'll go with My Disaster, which again is Bad Taste from 1987. So this movie starts out with these like scientists or some type of organization from the government over there in New Zealand are trying to find out why this population in this town is like completely gone. But all they really find are these man-eating space aliens disguised as humans in blue shirts throughout the film. And they're fighting them, and they got this like really old man who seems to be the leader. And one of the good guys ends up dying, but somehow is still alive somehow. Because his brain is just exposed in the back of his head, and he keeps stuffing it back in. At one point, he even took somebody else's brain and put it in there, and he tries to hold the back of his head together by a freaking strap or something over his head, and just it was funny as shit. This movie was funny, and yeah, you see what the aliens look like, truly look like in the end of the movie. They just look fucking ridiculous, but gross looking at the same time. There's a point where one of these good guys disguises himself as one of them. And one of them like ends up puking in this bowl with this like light bluish greenish fucking puke, and they start drinking it one by one. First it's the leader, and then he passes it around to everybody, and they just pass it to each other, and one of them, that's not even them, actually drinks it too, and he seems to enjoy it, which I found disgusting, disturbing. But yeah, they end up killing everybody and the leader and everything. He ends up dying after getting away on this spaceship that was shaped like a house. So the whole time the house was actually a spaceship. And this Derek character, he's the one with the brains exposed. He's still on board, and he ends up fleeing away. And yeah, that's pretty much the end of the movie. I mean, it's way out there, and it's fucked up. Rotten Tomato gave this a 71 with an audience score of 75. Google gave this movie a 79%. I couldn't find a box office score, but I did find out that this movie costed $25,000 in New Zealand money. So if you know how much that is in US, then you know. When it comes to my thoughts, the likes are a great story of the New Zealand military going after a group of aliens who are trying to make a fast food chain places by killing everyone in the small town and using them as meat. But get fooled in the very end by the group of heroes, plus by this guy who doesn't want to die in the movie. You keep thinking he's gonna die. He doesn't. Blood and gore are a 4 for the blood, and gore is a solid 5. I mean, this movie's really fucked up. One of the better gory films we've reviewed on this podcast, in my opinion, or at least in a while. My favorite part is when Derek kills the head alien and how he ends up being reborn. Then followed up by looking right at the camera and says, "I'm reborn again." I laughed so damn hard at that part. My only dislikes, even though I did love the badass fight scenes towards the end, I didn't like how it ended completely with the head alien getting away from Earth but dying by Derek. So yeah, I gave this movie a 5-skull rating. What about you, Tim?
So to begin with, I love you guys in New Zealand. I really do. I got a lot of friends in New Zealand, but you guys are weird. I gotta say, this was interesting. It is not your typical movie. So if you're looking for something different, yeah, this is it. Did gag when he had to drink that regurgitated human because it's how they fermented it in his stomach.
Yeah,
and they regurgitated. Then the whole town fits nicely in that stack of boxes. It's kind of creepy. Yeah, and then the end, I'm coming to get you bastards. Yeah, weirdly enough, no matter, even though the rest of them really more saved the day than even Derek did, and other than at the very end, he did actually kill quite a few of them, but his weird antics, man, made him like the star of the show. His little like passing out, almost dying, falling on the seagull's nest is how he survived. He landed on the seagull's nest and it cushioned his fall. That reminded me of Chris Farley when he fell on eagles, fell down and landed, not Chris Farley, in Grown Ups. He falls down and lands on the nest and actually cushions his fall when he falls. It's that kind of humor, but worse. It was this horror movie wise, this is hard to rate it as a horror movie for me because this is like pure comedy, but it has a few, an extra rating in this one I have to give it. Okay, so Blood and Gore, I'd give it a 4. Actually, there's a quite a bit of, it's not, it's cheap gore, I mean it's old school, but it's there. I'd give it a solid 4 for both, but you gotta have the gross out factor, that drinking that slop, and it looked bad. And it looked bad. It made you, it really did look like some type of vomit. That's also a 4. That was up there with making me gag. I mean, and he knew it when it's coming. It's worse is you're gagging the whole time knowing he's going to have to try and drink this stuff. I expect him to throw up and get caught. And he drinks it, gets a bad look, and then he, this is okay. Then walks up. You won't believe it. That, I know he did because one of the other guys saw him. It's like, ew, that was gross. That was really, really gross. Knowing, and one other thing is with the guns, we expect more for guns. But I remember New Zealand, guns aren't a common thing. So it makes sense that they were using like Uzis and stuff like that for the military. And it was like high end. And then the chainsaw was actually one of their weapons. It's in a special case. That was weird. I didn't expect that. It was interesting. I'll give you that. I mean, I'll give it a 4 because it's just weird. But this is one we watch because you want to watch something you haven't watched before. 4 skull rating on this one. It's actually interesting.
That's weird. Putting it lightly, really, but
oh, don't forget, he actually puts on the alien leader's skin when he was reborn. That's what he did. He put his skin on, wearing the exoskeleton of, well, actually not even exoskeleton, because it goes through the guy's body and then literally puts his body on.
Yeah, it's a definitely fucked up movie. But anyways, I think that'll be it for this episode. So if you have any movie suggestions, as always, you can email us at whatinthehorrorpodcast@gmail.com. And I know I stuttered there for a second because I'm really fucking baked. Or you can hit us up on our Twitter. That's whatinthehorrorpodcast, all one word. Join the motherfucking Discord. But as always, I've been Lando.
And I've been Tim.
And we are the fuck out of here.
You were listening to What in the Horror. See you next time.